And Ireland's first commercial submarine is now operational off the southwest coast. The Atlantis Explorer 1 has been undergoing intensive testing since April in the waters around Clare off Baltimore in West Cork. It will be used for surveying and research work and environmental exploration, but not for tourist trips just yet. We're going to talk to John Carney, the owner of the sub, in a moment. But first, our brave southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, went for a deep dive with John on the Atlantis Explorer 1.
Just describe how different this is to diving and the buzz you get from it.
I think it's incredible the opportunity that we can stay down here in our short pants and our t-shirts and for hours and ends and do that. We were limited when we were when diving, and we only can do that like that in the Caribbean. Now in Irish waters we can go down, the temperature here is 15 degrees and yet it's lovely and warm in here, and even the heights of winter we can do this comfortably and safely. So that's a game changer for discovery around the Irish coast and the underwater world that we have on our doorsteps.
So I suppose the question people will ask is, what's it actually like here? And it is otherworldly down here. We have pollock in front of us here, we have a kelp forest, and it is just so different to anything I have done before.
Pascal Sheehy in the otherworldly world there. John Carney, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
Is this dream come true territory for you? Did you always want to own a submarine?
Mary, it's incredible. I'm in the underwater world around the Irish coast for over 35 years, and we've been going out to dive on wrecks and different things out here. And some of the deep wrecks that we go on, we have 20 minutes on the wreck in total, and sometimes at the deeper ones it takes us 4 hours to come back up. So we're cold, we are tired, we're everything. So to jump in a submarine, bring your sandwiches, bring your flask, and listen to Lyric FM on the seabed, pre-recorded, is a dream come true, you know. And we can spend up to 8 hours down there, which is fantastic.
You make it sound like holiday time. Look, seriously, how much did it cost you to make reality of this dream?
Yes, Mary. It's been a journey, and we were very, very lucky to have some great supporters in this backing, and we got support from BIM as well. But the entry level submarines they start at €1 million upwards, but you cannot put a price on safety. Safety is incredible in this world, you know. So our whole team that was made up of ex-naval and military divers, our checks that we do are the same as like a pilot in the air. It's very stringent and very safe. Yeah. And what we can do is amazing.
It's a two-man sub, is that right?
This is a two-man sub, and we're getting our three-man sub is arriving next month.
A second one. You're going to build a fleet here. You're going to presumably make your money back through using it for research purposes, our environmental exploration and so on. But tourism, but not just yet. But is that the ambition?
I think I'd love to show people the experience that I've seen. And I'll give you an example, Mary, just in our build-up over the last 5 or 6 months, I've landed on several shipwrecks that we didn't even know what was there. And now we can bring that as a reality to people that probably would never dive in a month of Sundays, but they can actually experience the underwater world safely and from a nice and cozy. And we've taken down individual that probably would never in the month of Sundays get in. Up to last weekend, I was very proud to have a good friend of mine, Jimmy Crowley, the singer from Cork, come down in the submarine, which he would have never gone in the underwater world.
Ah, Lucas, a session in the submarine. What a thing. Listen, John Carney, the very best of luck and continued safety to you and all who go with you in your submarine. And thank you for joining us. It's now coming up to 9 minutes to 9.